The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Welcome to Flights of Fantasy, your podcast book club. I am one of your hosts, Anna, and I am joined, as always, by my book besties, Kim and Christina.
Yay! Hello, hello.
And we are back with part two with our Ashes and the Star-Crossed King. Wow, that is so hard to say.
But I'm sorry, it's cursed.
Did I say crossed again?
Yes.
Well, listeners, you know what we mean.
Sir, we're having a heck of a time.
We're having a heck of a time with this name.
Yeah.
Ashes
Carissa,
and the Star
isn't it just Serpent too?
Cursed
like, come on.
King.
Yeah. It's tricky.
Correct.
It's tricky.
Book two in the Crown of Nyxia series.
Yes.
This is part two of our episode, but a spoiler for the entire series, book Serpent one, current book two, and also the novella. Sort of tiny little spoilers, but
sure, yeah.
And if you haven't listened to our first episode, we suggest listening to that first.
Yes,
correct.
Absolutely. And I think where did we leave off, guys? We were talking about
The creepy aunt and her.
And the
child lair.
Yes,
the creepy aunt. And now we're talking about
and the baby bird wings that she conjured with zero training. And yes, okay.
And the weird little pendant, right? Like
yes. Yes,
oh,
yes, yes,
Vincent's
yes.
Pendant. Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Okay, so perfect. Let's dive back in into this.
Yes.
Okay. So, yes, next big thing is the big wedding party.
Yeah. The wedding.
Vale and Lilith. Poor Lilith and
Much
Vale.
Much to Vale's chagrin.
They have to put on a wedding to, like, you know, okay, well, listen, we got to, like, throw a party because, like, you know, I'm, like, a king and
fantasy
that's
reasons
what I got to do.
And
fantasy reasons and romance reasons. Plot. So we're going to throw a wedding and you're going to be the center of it. And Vale's like, great, cool. So we have this big party. The Bloodborns are all there, obviously, but also the Shadowborns come.
Yeah.
That was interesting.
So it's like Rain's first big thing. Mm-hmm. If you all don't remember, Rain killed one of his owners. I don't remember his name. His name is unimportant, but Simon is like the guy who's obviously bad. But he killed Simon's cousin, and Simon shows up. This is the first time we get Simon.
Simon's
on paper.
Brother is, and he killed
Simon's brother. Sorry, not
so Simon
cousin,
is
sorry.
The big
Simon's
noble,
brother.
Right? Simon shows up. So yeah. Simon is the one that was supposed to be there in the first scene in the throne room, but he sent his brother instead, which was like, scandal.
Uh-oh.
This is a diss to Rain.
It's a slight
because Noble didn't show up. The Noble then Rain used his magic and blew his head up. So. He is like, this is
as one
his
does.
Brother,
as one does.
Simon's brother. This Simon's brother is the one whose head got blown up.
Yeah. Right. Yes. So Simon's there and Simon's like being creepy touchy towards Araya and we have a she's mine, don't touch her moment.
God, which, I love it so much.
We love
every second
like
of it.
So he's like, she's mine. I'm like, oh God, Rain.
Rain.
We have a dancing sequence that is so
dance.
Sexy.
So sexy.
I loved it.
It's like, this is why I love historical romances, because it's like the only sexual attention you get
is
sometimes.
The only touching, really, that you get.
Oh, yeah.
It's the only touching, and it is so good because Araya and Rain are supposed to, like, not like each other. They're supposed to be like, I hate you, whenever they're around the nobles.
Uh-huh.
And, guys.
They're, like, putting on an act, but then also they're loving dancing together, and, like, the chemistry.
It's so good.
And the sexual tension. God, it's beautiful.
Yes.
So good.
It's so good. She's like, I love this. I love it because, like, she also, like, you know, she was supposed to wear this big covering, like they call it a mantle, to, like, cover her, you know, air mark, because, you know, she's, whatever, supposed to cover it up. And so she shows up and she's like, no, fuck that. And she, like, has it off and her air mark is showing.
Oh, it's so great.
Yeah.
It's just great. And she's like, maybe I'm tired of hiding. And Rain says, some kings in my position might call that a threat. And she says, a threat. Could have sworn you liked the dress. And then he dips her.
So good.
This time he lowered with me, forcing my body to arc against his. Oh, I do, he murmured. The dress is an act of war, but you've always looked fucking fantastic in blood. It's so good. And so then he says, so should I be afraid? Are you going to kill me, princess? Which is the little game.
Oh, I love that.
They say it all the time. Oh, I love this line. I love this line. The music rose to its crescendo. I leaned close so he could hear me over the roar. I already did. I don't know why you keep giving me chances.
Yay.
The room was so loud, his voice so low, and yet I heard nothing but his words. I'd spend a lifetime at the tip of your blade, and it would have been worth it.
I love that so line.
Good. Oh, love so their banter good. So much. It's perfect.
It's,
oh God.
That whole scene was just so well done.
The dancing. Love the dancing.
So well done. So then they stop dancing. Oh my God. My
stuff goes downhill.
My text messages. Rain is stumbling. Why is he stumbling?
She was like, I don't like this. I was like, yep, panic you're not going to like what's panic about to happen.
Nobody does.
Oh, yeah. That was me. That's when I was texting you. I was like, oh my God, I'm so fucking stressed. I hate this. I can't stand it.
Yes.
So now we get our big betrayal by Septimus and Simon and a member of his inner circle, Karis.
Fuck him.
Fucking Karis.
Karis drugs him and captures Rain. Yep. Aurea's like, something's not right. Something's, like, you know, bothering her, her little, like, sixth sense. And she runs out.
Where is Rain?
She gets captured by Septimus, and Septimus is like, I bet on you, but you kind of failed, so I'm just going to capture you now and take over.
Can I just tell you, he makes it a point to constantly say that he bets on her. And then literally in that moment, he's like, well, JK, I'm actually not betting on you anymore. Like, what's the point of saying that constantly? And then you're just like, well, JK, I'm not betting on you anymore. You failed. What?
You're like,
what did she fail? What do you mean?
Last book you bet on me. Thank you. We've moved on. Like, don't keep saying it.
Thank you. We've moved on. So she wakes up and she's like, I guess, like, her half vampireness is like, I don't know. Somehow she wakes up early from the drugs and she battles her way out of her restraints. And she's like, all she can think is Rain. Like, where is he? Where is he?
Yeah.
Oh, it's so good.
This is, I got such Killing Calm, like, TOG vibes.
Yes. In this.
It was totally. Because
this
good.
Is also a moment where she, like, embraces her power and just, like, loses it. Because she goes to save Rain. And he is not doing well.
No.
His wings are out and he's pretty much, like,
nailed. Crucified.
Like, yeah, like, strung up on this wall. It's really bad.
And they have him outside, so when the sun rises, it'll kill him that way.
Really bad.
Oh, it's so
but
cool.
But luckily, she is like, I'm a badass. I'm going to embrace all this power that I have been like, I don't know, it's bad, Vincent. And now she's like, yeah, let's do it.
Yeah.
And she embraces it all, and then she saves Rain, and it's really cute and sweet. And he keeps telling her to go. He's like, go. And she's like, stop, I'm not leaving. Like, and he's so sweet.
So she, like, has this moment where she, like, because she goes full Killing Calm.
Yeah.
And she goes, for a moment, it was all so fucking beautiful. The untouchable beauty of the moment before glass shatters. And there beyond the glass, silhouetted against the sky, wings forcibly spread, was a figure I recognized immediately, even from the distance silhouetted. The following seconds happened slowly. The nightfire around me swelled and billowed. The Rishon's soldiers turned to look at me. I tightened my grip on the Taker of Hearts. My palms burned, and I wanted to lean into it. It fueled me. Now you understand, Vincent's voice sounded a little proud and a little sad. Power hurts. It requires sacrifice. Do you want to change the world, little serpent? Climb the bars until you're so high no one can catch you. I told you that once. I know it because I did it, my daughter. I know. And my eyes settled on Rain's form, strung by his chains. When the Rishan soldiers lunged for me, I was ready for them.
Okay, so beautiful, and I loved it. I did find the actual quote I'm talking about, but we don't have to go back to it.
No, yes, we do.
Okay, so the quote, I found it. Okay, so right before she goes downstairs for the wedding party, she's looking in the mirror. And she realizes that she looks like Vincent. And she says, I looked like him. The resemblance struck me all at once, suddenly undeniable. And then she goes on and she said, he spent an entire fucking lifetime lying about what was plainly painted on my face. But then again, that was our entire relationship. He raised me to look at the bars of my cage and call them trees.
Oh!
I love that.
Like, stop look it. At the bars of my cage That's and call them so trees good. Is like, oh, yes.
Okay, back to where we were. I have two quotes that I want to read. This is like, so she's like, I'm ready. Let's fucking do this dance. I've got Vincent's sword. This. It's so fucking amazing. Oh, right. And these
she
quotes.
She has the sword.
Oh, mm-hmm. She's in the room and she says, oh, guys, this gives me such TOG vibes. She says,
oh my God.
I was the heir of the House of Night, and I was the daughter of Vincent the Nightborn King, and I was every bit as powerful as both those things suggested.
Oh, God.
Oh, Mike, like that almost like Love made me kind of emotional so because much.
I agree. She's embracing it to like
she's embracing it. She's owning it.
Yeah.
And she's realizing that she can do this. Oh, it's yeah. so good. Such TOG vibes. I can't. No spoilers, but I'm
like, I know. Yeah, I won't say so anything. Good. But like the other really small so one good. Is just she says, like, that's all I'd ever been, a thing to be used at the convenience of others or a risk to be mitigated, not a force in her own right. Fuck that. And I was like, yes, oh, girl, fuck that.
Yes, queen. Yes.
I love, God, this I whole scene is just so badass. Like, so she's
good. So good.
Yes.
This was probably one of my favorite scenes of hers because I, you yes. know, I was like, yes, you're saving Rain. We're being great. We're being caring. We're doing good things. We're not being
this
mean.
This is all good. Positive.
Positive. Let's see more of this. Like, oh, it was yes. so sweet. And he was like, you came and, oh, good, so good.
And she's like trying to tell him to, he's like trying to tell her to leave. And she's like, okay, no. And then she's like, this is going to hurt. And trying to like get him out. And then yeah. she freezes hands. And she's like, okay, you have your hands. Now help me.
Like, help me. Yeah, really yeah. you're heavy. Like you're really big.
Yeah.
And then finally, like they finally escape. And they're like dragging through the town. And I love the, like, oh the sleepy old man who's always yeah. asleep whenever yeah. they go to the apartment.
Sleepy
He
man.
Like comes out. He's like, yeah, okay, I'll help
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
The sleepy dwarf helps them in, and that's great.
Sleepy dwarf, like sleepy.
Yeah, like the
Snow
seven
White.
Dwarfs.
Like Snow White. Yeah.
That's really
cool. So we get inside.
Yeah.
And I love this, like, okay, first of all, Rain is like dying, okay?
Straight up.
And he still like is.
Well, no, it's very convenient. She wrote it to where once he got out of the sun, he's like
better. That's right. He bounces back a little, but he starts to heal.
Yeah. Once we get into the apartment and because I was like, how is he going to climb these stairs? She can't carry him. Like, oh, this is sleepy man. Come back.
Come back, sleepy man.
Yeah. She was like, you're better a little bit. And he's like, it was the sun.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was the sun.
But he's still gravely
injured. Okay. It wasn't all of the nails and chains on your body, but okay, cool.
Yeah. He's still like gravely injured, but like he can
gravely injured. So they get inside and Rain is like, I have a wedding gift for you. That I didn't get to give you yet.
God.
And I was like, oh, we're going to do this now? Like, when I first read that, I was like, well, okay. Sure.
Yeah. Interesting timing. Interesting timing. You almost died, but that's fine.
This man has been like sifting through and collecting all of these things in the castle that Vincent saved that might pertain to Aurea's like human family.
Amazing.
He has a portrait of her mother.
I can't.
God, it's so beautiful.
He has letters and he's like, I don't understand the letters. It's really hard to decipher, but I wanted you to have them. There's a name. There's a place.
And they like go through it all together. It's so good.
And they go through it and she's like.
The effort, you guys. The effort.
I know. Because he even says, because like at some point they say Vincent kept like ridiculous amounts of notes, like insane, like just everywhere, whatever, in his study or
insane.
Whatever. And then at some point he's like, I've spent hours. Don't worry. It was just me. No one helped me because I didn't want anyone else to see it. And I went back around 24 years ago and then looked like for the years before and after that, like to try to find clues.
To try and find some clues for you.
It's so good.
And then on top of that, he has gold stuffed away.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, oh, this is so good. He's like, go. You're free.
Oh,
like, just go. Mm. And she realizes in that moment that all of this was here already. This wasn't, we're leaving the castle and he's decided he's setting me free. This was planned.
Yeah.
He was always going to let her go.
Because he says someone's waiting for you at the docks and then someone's going to wait for you at that dock. Like, it's a whole system of plans for her to go leave.
He's like, go somewhere far away. And I love this. I love this last. He goes, and he's apologizing to her. And he's like, I know what I did was unforgivable, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And he goes, so I won't ask for your forgiveness. I'm not going to stand here and tell you how sorry I am. What fucking good does that do for you? I don't want to ask you for anything. I want to give you what you should have had a long time ago. Because you are everything. He choked out. Everything. So go, Aurea, go. And she goes, and then she interrupts him. And she goes, you have nothing but me, and yet you'd let me go? And he says, I have nothing but you, so I am letting you go. I could start crying.
Oh my God.
God, it's so
this
good.
Man. I can't handle this.
When he's like, I just can't. He's like,
this
you
man.
Don't understand. understand. I have you and I'm letting you go because you are everything and you deserve
you're everything.
This.
Like, it's such contrast to like,
oh, again,
it just goes back to like, God, I love that contrast of what Rain tells her she deserves and like that compared to like Vincent, who always kept her caged and like hidden away and that she could never do anything. She could never be free because it wasn't safe.
The difference between a selfless love and a selfish love.
Totally.
Absolutely.
You know?
Totally. Yes. Like, it's...
Are you kidding?
It's just so beautiful. I love him so much. Forever.
So then they like... She's like, no, I'm not leaving you. Like, fuck you. I'm not leaving you.
Yeah.
Uh-uh. Like, we're doing this together.
Yeah.
And they like... Clap.
They like jump on each other.
Make up.
I
And
love
oh my
that.
God, this line, the way she writes this, like, their first coming together.
Oh.
We're all starved of it.
Yeah, exactly.
And she's... Yeah. And she literally writes, he kissed me like he was starving. Kissed me the way he had fed for me in a cave once many months ago. Desperate and deep and full of hunger, like I was the only thing tethering him to the world. And mother, I felt that way too. Like I was grasping hold of something solid for the first time in so long. Like I had come home.
Oh, home.
Oh, home.
Home.
Oh my mates. God, you guys. God.
They're not mates.
They're
but
not,
mates.
But like, I mean.
Vampire mates.
Vampire mates.
Vampire mates.
I love this part. She really wrote this so well. And he's like, let so me well. Touch you. Let me like do the things to you, please. And she's like, okay, fine. You can do it. And then it's wonderful.
I really want to.
If you really want to.
And he's like, please. God, it's so good. I love this. I think it was great.
Yeah. So Christina, like going off of that where he's like, let me touch you. Let me feel you. Even though I don't deserve you, please. And she like crawls over him and says, and he says, let me make you the queen that you are. Let me guard your body, your soul, your heart. Let me spend the rest of my fucking pathetic life at your mercy. If I need to die, then let me do it by your hand.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Please. And then she like...
That line
I
is
know.
What does she say?
Incredible.
And then she goes, and... He loosened a shaky exhale, the smirk twisting his lips. And for fuck's sake, princess, I'm begging you, let me go to my knees for you.
Oh,
guys!
Oh my yes.
God! Dead.
We love it.
Dead on the ground for this dead. Man.
Yep,
dead.
Yep, yep.
Let me go to,
to my knees.
Let me, please let me go to my knees.
When he keeps saying my queen.
Oh.
Yes.
Here for it. Here for it. Into it.
Here for it.
And he's like, it's into all it. Yours. Oh,
yes. But then God. He says like, is this acceptable, princess? And she goes, princess. And he goes, and he laughed low and rough, queen. And then he says, my queen. Stop it.
That is so good.
So good.
Rain.
So good.
God damn it. I love loved him. It.
Okay. But then, and then she like, I love at the very end, she's like, okay, but I want your blood.
Yeah, yeah, I was not expecting that at all.
Me either.
I was like,
me either.
Oh.
And he is very into it.
Oh, yeah, he was like, he loves
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
He also was surprised as well, though. He's like, oh, okay, great, let's do it. Everyone was surprised.
Everyone.
But turned out, Everyone was very happy. And it was sexy, sexy times. What's next?
Okay, so we have the wonderful sexy time between them. They are coming back stronger than ever. And it's really sweet. And then we're like, hey, we should probably go rescue the rest of our cadre.
Yeah.
And I know a way in, but we gotta get dirty.
Oh, we gotta
in the sewage.
Swim in that sewer. It
so
is
so gross.
Real gross.
Yo, really disgusting. So foul.
I have to say, there so was like foul. Conversations and stuff that happened post swimming in sewer that I was like, hold on. Have we forgotten that we are covered in shit? I need everyone to halt everything else until we take a shower. I can't have this conversation.
Totally, Christina.
You know what a domino mask is?
Yeah,
domino mask, like from a ball.
Yeah.
She says at one point that Rain's whole body is covered in shit, basically.
No.
Except for the domino mask that he'd wiped from his eyes.
And then we go off and have a full little combo with people. Yeah.
All I kept thinking was, you all were like really injured yesterday, and how many infections do we have now?
Great point.
Open wounds are just festering with the shit.
Oh, we would die in a day.
Oh, well, just the way she wrote it was so vivid that you really, yes. I mean, it was well written, but I was like, I hate every single second of this, like just from like, you know, me personally.
And they have to like try out the different grates, and she's like, hopefully it's this one. Oh my
she
God.
She can't see.
And she's opening her eyes.
Guys,
yeah.
She's opening her eyes in the shit.
We couldn't just like kind of brush our hands along the wall with our eyes closed. Like
we couldn't have some goggles. We couldn't get her like a snorkel.
Where were the goggles?
God.
I mean, did nobody have goggles so in that world? Like, you're telling me nobody could have fashioned something?
Get her a shit snorkel. Get her a shit snorkel.
Shit snorkel.
Oh, it's bad.
Oh.
Yeah.
A shit snorkel. That's great.
So anyways, we take a bath in the sewer. They separate. Araya goes, well, Rain is supposed to save Mish, but Mish is up in being held captive in Araya's rooms because we find out as they're after she escapes with me, after Araya saves Mish, that they come across a Shadowborn prince.
Yeah.
And we find out that the Shadowborn prince is who actually turned Mish. And we know that she was like, it was super traumatizing for her.
He
and it was like awful.
Turned her when she was really young and then he left her because she got sick, just like
and
left her to die in the desert. And Rain,
and
found,
Rain
her.
Found her.
Also, that was a really interesting moment at the wedding party before, that when she was talking to Araya and the prince comes in, the Shadowborn prince.
Yeah.
Misha like halts and like freaks out. She's like, don't tell Rain, just don't do anything. And then she runs away. But that was an interesting like chink in her armor. But yeah, so then.
And then she kills the Shadowborn prince. She goes like full psycho.
Yeah.
Like, doesn't think, just does it.
Yeah.
Which is great.
Loved it.
Here for that. And then we, Rain, like, saves Vale and Lilith.
Oh, that was sweet. Vale, like, gets out of his thing and he just, like, runs to Lilith. And
he runs to Lilith.
God, it's so sweet.
I love seeing them.
Yeah.
So they escape and they, like, fly away to, like, the Hiage, I don't know how to pronounce it, outpost.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Where Araya's army is, Jessamine and her, in the army.
Yeah.
So they're there.
They finally wash the shit off of them, which is truly...
Finally take a bath.
The most important thing to me that happened in this whole process.
But there was no soap. And so it's just the hot water.
Yeah.
Maybe it was like boiling.
Okay, fine. But then.
I don't know.
They're in the water. Is the water moving? Because I need the shit to be moving away
I
from
think
them. And not...
it's, they said it's a hot spring. It's a hot spring.
It's a hot spring. So in my idea, it's moving.
Like circulating.
Okay.
There's like little alcoves in the spring.
I'm choosing to believe that it's moving.
I needed it to be like
them.
It's coming off and then it's
flowing.
It's moving.
There's a waterfall.
It's going somewhere.
And not just sitting around them while they're like making out, because I just felt like that was needed to be.
No.
He looks up at her and she's like, hey, and she's like, I don't remember it, but I really, in my head, there was a moment where she like takes off her clothes and he's like, oh, she's so hot. Like, she is covered in shit. She is not, let her bathe.
No, stop it. She's not.
Like, come on.
No.
Oh, no. No, I'm sorry. That's not what happened. She makes him turn around because she doesn't like.
She does. She makes him turn around. She acknowledges him or admires him.
Yeah, but also like, okay, fine. You know what? Okay, do shit to yourself. But then she walks in and like immediately goes on him and like I'm just like, you are still coated. Like
I know
is...
I needed more like
I needed
vigorous
more detail
bathing.
Of them getting clean is what I needed. I needed more detail.
Like a sentence of and they vigorously bathed. Rubbed
exactly.
The
and then we can move on.
I needed a sentence of like and they had left loofahs for us and Rain scrubbed my wings and it was hot. Like something.
A poor
detailed bathing took place. Okay, I needed a line.
Bath salts. So that was my only note there.
There we go. Okay, lots of oils. Lots of bath oils.
I agree, Christina. I'm with you. Okay. I'm with you.
So we have the, and then they have sexy time in the
water. But before that, Araya announces to her.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, to Jessamine.
Jessamine.
That she intends to rule beside Rain. Like they're going to go back and rule together as a team.
Which is like the first time they say it.
Such a big deal for her because like, oh my God, you get barely nothing from the girl. She's like, he's still gonna screw me over. And I'm like, come on. No, he's not.
You're right, Kim. Actually, you're right. Because she doesn't say any of that stuff. She doesn't say, like, I love you or I miss you to Rain. But at least we do get that, which I'm glad we got that at least, because that's a big thing to say.
But I don't think she meant it in, like, a...
No, she didn't mean, like,
we're going to be together. No. She just meant, like, no matter what, I am the queen and I deserve to have part of the throne, too. Still a big deal.
Yeah. Well, and I think a lot of it, too, was, like, yes, Jessamine, you take orders from me and him. Don't kill him. Him and his party are welcome here. Like, this isn't an act where I'm like, I'm actually in danger and they're capturing me.
Right.
We're good doing this together.
Totally.
So that was important. Also, though, want to note that whole conversation?
Uh-huh.
Didn't that happen before the baths?
Covered in shit. Yep.
Yes. Covered in shit.
They're covered in shit.
Jessamine's just sitting there and be like, yes, my queen.
She's like, you guys need a bath. Somebody says it to them. I can't remember who it is.
They don't say it soon enough because I can tell you right now, they would walk in that cave and I would be like, eh. Stop speaking. Get in the fucking caves. I'll see you in 10 minutes. Goodbye.
Babe.
I'm going to hose you down with the, I'm going to spray you down with the hose.
I'm going to get a power washer on you and we're just going to really carve this out, you know?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So.
New year, new you, new Disney Plus watch list. And with so many titles to explore, finding your perfect pick is easy. From the intensity of The Bear, to the comical but cryptic mysteries in Only Murders in the Building, or the thrilling story of Shogun, January just got better with Disney Plus. Tap the banner to learn more. 18 plus subscription required. Learn more at disneyplus.com.
The Hiage and the Rishan armies decide to overcome centuries of hatred in like a day and work together to overcome, to overthrow Simon and Septimus and like whatever in, what is the capital city's name?
Sivirnage.
They fly to Sivirnage. So they're going to try and get back the kingdom. But anyways, they get there and Simon has been Frankensteined by Septimus with like Vincent's pendant and the god. So fucking weird.
Gross. Yeah.
But anyways, he's got this like weird, you know, power now. And he basically, you know, almost kills Araya. Uh-huh. And Rain is freaking out, like, don't die. Yeah. And he takes her basic fate, is what I think her aunt says. Like, he doesn't know what guides him there, but he remembers the name of the town and he takes her and he, like, can you imagine, like, all these humans?
Yeah.
Like, like two bloody warrior vampires.
And he's like, help me.
Like, and I'd be like, fuck,
getting the fuck out of here. Good luck to you. No.
This sounds like a personal problem.
Yeah, but luckily, you know, Auntie does hear and does come help.
Wait, sorry, really quick though. Sorry, I just have to read one really sweet quote. Before they go into battle, they have this really sweet moment, the pointless battle with the tooth in the Frankenstein.
Yeah.
And Araya and Rain are sitting on the, like, a little thing together.
Yeah.
And they're having a moment and it says, his arm folded around me, his face tilted, and when he spoke, I could feel his breath on my forehead. Just want you to know, Araya, that you were the best part of it. The best part of all of it.
Oh, God, sweet boy.
God damn it, I love him so much.
I love him so much.
Anyway, sorry.
It's like,
it.
It's just impossible. He just like, it's so good.
He literally can do no wrong.
Yeah, agreed.
So we end up at Araya's aunt's house.
Yep.
And she's a healer.
Uh-huh.
And I love this because like we finally get, you know, Araya's been like craving and wanting like a family like
totally
some sort of touch with her human side.
Yeah.
And we finally get it. And it's nice because we get to learn. It's obviously this plays a very specific role because we need to learn a little bit about Araya's family.
Yeah.
And that was important. That's good.
No, I like
that's
it.
That's important. And one thing I think we forgot to mention earlier back at the apartment, part of the wedding gift that Rain found was the pendant, a little necklace that matches Araya's ring that she's always had.
Yes.
So anyway, so we get to Aliyah's house, however you say it, the aunt's house.
Mm-hmm.
She tells Araya about her past. It's like really sweet. You know, we always loved you. Your mother loved you very much.
Oh.
We learn that like, you know, her mother was an acolyte for one of the goddesses, Acacia?
I say Acacia.
Acacia, goddess of lost things. And she went to go work with Vincent as a seer, and the work they were doing was top secret. Mm-hmm.
Like the CIA.
And then eventually she gets pregnant. Mm-hmm. And yes, CIA. They fall in love.
She's the FBI.
Yeah.
And I do love this quote that she says, the aunt. Vincent was a complicated man, she murmured. He was lonely. I think perhaps a part of him genuinely wanted to love her, meaning Araya's mother.
Mm-hmm.
But he had been alive for a very long time in a very cruel world. He had turned himself into something incapable of such a love in order to survive it.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I also thought the quote where she says, the aunt was like, I knew that Vincent loved your mother, but he didn't love the human side of her.
Yes.
Like, he was disgusted by that. And she said, loving everything in her but humanity wasn't loving her at all, even if he wished it was.
Yeah.
And I was like,
oh, conditional.
Yes.
Very true.
So true. Mm-hmm. And there's also a quote there somewhere where she's like, you were so loved. Like, we loved you. Your stepbrother loved you. Like, your stepfather.
We hope you felt it. Yeah.
We were hoping you knew that wherever you were. And then the like next line is her being like, and the worst part was I didn't think anyone loved me. No one said I love you to me. Like, I was like, that, if I didn't already hate Vincent, it is.
Agreed. Thank you.
That was,
yes.
Heartbreaking.
Araya has this line, Christina, I think this is right after like the part that you just talked about. I knew that I was loved by Vincent and Vincent alone, but he'd erased everyone else. Let me believe that I was alone in this world. He never deprived me of food or shelter or safety, but he deprived me of that. And it felt almost as horrific.
Oh, yes. Absolutely. That's good.
Yes.
And it is horrific. Okay. So yeah. So we learn all that.
Okay. So she gives Araya the bracelet that matches the necklace and the ring. And when she puts it on, as Kim said, Google Maps appears on the back of Araya's hand.
I just want to note that it was a Google Maps because they kept like moving and then the star kept like moving along with it. And I was like, okay, listen.
So we're Google mapping. I love that.
So we go on.
So it's like, you know, whoever she is, it's like, turn right in 100 yards.
Yeah.
Make a U-turn at your earliest convenience.
Make
I was like,
a
okay,
U-turn.
This is.
At the pile of rocks ahead, make a veer left.
Yeah. I mean, love it. But
so they decide, so they're like, okay, probably this is what my mother was working on, was like the god's blood. So they get in touch with Jessamine and Vale and whatever, and they're like, this is what we're gonna do. We're gonna go like converge here, and we're all gonna like meet, and the Bloodborne are gonna like, we can't, this is our last stand. And we know the Bloodborne and the Rishan traders are gonna see us, and they're probably gonna meet us here, but like the goal is to like hold off their army so that Araya can try and go find this powerful god blood.
Is pointless.
Yes, pointless.
Makes me so angry.
Okay, so that happens. We take off. We have Rain and what's her name? Araya.
What's
Rain and Araya have a sweet little like final moment together that could be their last moment. Mm-hmm.
And he says, I love you, and she doesn't say it back.
She doesn't say it back.
Oh, but, yeah, right before she walks in. Yeah.
No, that was when you were like, fucking say it back, Araya.
Say it.
Oh my God. Like literally he touches the rock where the god's blood is and it's like his hand blisters and she's like, okay, well you can't come in here with me. You'll die.
Yeah.
And he's like, okay, but I love you. And she's like, okay. And like pats his head. And
literally.
He's like, don't die.
I don't even think she says that.
Just say it, Kyle.
No, she doesn't. She doesn't. But I was like screaming, say it.
Exactly.
I love you.
Just say it, Kyle. Just
something,
say it.
Something.
I needed her. Ugh. I mean, she just, so when they're having sex or whatever, it says, he's whatever, they're having sex. And she says, because that name was all those things, wasn't it? Rain, my downfall and my most valuable supporter, my weakness and my strength, my worst enemy and the greatest love I had ever known. Greatest love you've ever known. Okay.
Yes.
So then we need to vocalize that and say, I love you. Tell him.
Yes.
He's a beautiful, wonderful man that has done nothing but treat you like a fucking queen. I'm sorry. I'm just like, he deserves it.
This is also the moment where he's like, Araya, and she's like, shh, don't speak.
Oh, damn it, yes.
I'm like, stop.
Don't shush the man.
Shushing him. Stop it. God.
Oh, my God. It's too much.
Yeah, so then we go on the Legend of the Hidden Temple show, and we, you know, do lots of challenges. Yeah.
You called it that, though. I was like, I was trying to put in the outline how to describe what this was, and then Christina was like, it's Legends of the Hidden Temple, and I was like, oh, my God, that's hysterical.
They may as well have the matching t-shirts on with the different colors and the tribe, the things. Okay, so they go in and we have to go through a series of like walls, like things around this thing to get in the maze with her blood. Like her blood gets every wall down, and with every wall she gets a memory that she's like, picture like what did you say, Kim? Like the Pensieve in Harry Potter. Like she's in this memory. It's not like, oh, she is in it.
Yes.
It reminded me of the Pensieve where she's in it and she's like seeing them as they are, but she's obviously like not really there. I was like, oh, that's a Pensieve.
I loved it. That's a Harry Potter.
That's a Harry Potter moment.
A lot more painful.
Oh,
but yes.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, just in all ways.
These were really well done and difficult.
Yeah. So before, and I think you have a quote to read, but basically to sum it up, so she sees visions of, the first one is like her mother and father working on this project together, and you can see that they're like happy together and it's very sweet. And then
this is the one where he's like, she's like, think of, also Harry Potter, but like think of something, a memory. And then he's like, I wanted to think of all these bad things, but Shiju was smiling. And so, like, that's what's memory that, like, yes, stuck in the thing, is because he's like, that was his thing he's held on to.
Yeah.
Does that mean he never gets that memory back?
Oh, or I think it was just like
he has to part with.
I thought it was just like it was something he was giving. I don't know if it was giving, like, not getting back, though. That's interesting.
That is interesting.
It didn't read that way, but yeah. I was curious because, like, they keep using the word sacrifice. So in my mind, yeah, like, you have to give something up that you don't get back.
That's interesting.
But he remembers, I guess he, like, notes these things later. I don't know. You're right. He probably remembers them, but I guess he just has to think about them, and maybe it, like, feels more painful and more, like,
yeah,
heightened.
Yeah. And so then the second one is her father, Vincent, is, like, really angry because Alana has decided to leave because she's pregnant, yeah, with Aurea, and she's, yeah, you know, asked him, like, if I leave, will I be safe? Like, has my commitment to you earned me, yeah, that? And he is so cruel to her and is like, I don't care. I don't know why you would think I would care that you would stay. And I'm
the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn. And you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Like, oh, right. Yeah. Fuck off. Goodbye.
And then Whatever. We're in his head and he's like so upset and sad about it, but in his weird Vincent way that's like not actually, it's, yeah, like manipulative, sad, weird.
But also, yeah, very like Aurea to be like, he's feeling, yeah, one way in his head, but outwardly, yes, he has to put on this mask that's, yeah, go ahead, leave. I don't care if you leave. And inside, he's like so angry about it.
He's so angry. He doesn't know how to have feelings.
No.
He does
needs
not.
A therapy,
he
for sure.
is the Tin Man. So and then the next one is him saving
that's
her.
Like he kind of, right, like appears to her, right?
Yes.
That's like
that's
the one where he
one.
Like actually appears.
It's like the last one.
The last,
yeah,
one,
yeah,
is the conversation,
yeah,
of.
Right.
Yeah.
Which was also very like Dumbledore when Harry dies and he goes,
yes,
to the thing and he's like, is this,
yeah,
real? And he was like, well, it's in your head, but that doesn't make it any less real.
Oh my God, you're,
yeah,
right.
Yeah, remember when he's on
that.
The,
wow.
Yeah.
Yep.
On the platform. Like they,
yeah,
show up on the,
yeah, the platform.
Like the platform.
Yep, yep.
Yeah.
Anna, do you have a quote you want to read?
So I have this quote when just going back to how complicated Vincent is, mm-hmm, the last memory that she sees is the one where Vincent finds her.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And she finally gets to see what it is that he felt because she's always like, why did he save me?
Yeah.
Why did, like, did he really love me? And
as were we. So this was good to see also as, yeah, the reader. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
So this is the quote. He says, I will not lie to you, little serpent. I was expecting to kill you that night. But what I was not expecting was to love you so devastatingly much. It hits me so suddenly, so overwhelmingly, that I don't even have time to brace myself against it. You glare at me like you're ready to go down fighting, even against one of the most powerful men in the world, and I smile a little despite myself. It takes me a minute to recognize the sensation in my chest, pride. And this is like important, I think. I think of my father and the way he spent my entire life crippling me out of fear of what I would become. Think of the night he casually threw my newborn baby brother out the window to the demons. Ugh, it's so awful. It is incomprehensible to me that my father ever felt for me the way that I feel in this moment. Surely no one ever has. And he goes, I cannot describe the depth of that emotion nor the intensity of the terror that comes with it. Bound together so inextricably, I came to excise my greatest weakness and instead I now offer up my heart to it.
Oh.
And he says, in that moment, little serpent, I could not entertain the possibility of killing you. I'll do the next best thing, I tell myself. I will raise you. I will protect you from myself and protect you from a world that would teach you how to kill me. It can be different, I tell myself, than how it was with my father and me.
So good.
It's, yeah, that part to me, like, oh man, that moment, the where it says, like, I cannot describe the depth of that emotion nor the intensity of the terror that comes with it, bound together so inextricably. That line to me is what every parent feels for their child, right? Like, minus the whole, obviously, like, you know, killing them thing. But the depth of the emotion and the terror, like, the love that is so overwhelming that you feel in that moment. Yeah. Like, I feel like we all felt that, right? Like, we had our babies. Like, it is terrifying and overwhelming. And I love the way she wrote that, because we needed to see that so badly from him. Like, we needed to see that, like, he was terrified of how much he loved her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He says a second later, he goes, I'm already more afraid than I ever have been. Afraid of you and what you could do to me. Afraid of the world that could kill you so easily. Afraid of myself, gifted with another fragile heart that I know I cannot keep. But my little serpent, it is the most wonderful fear. Every moment with you is, even if I already regret all the mistakes I know I will make.
Oh my God. Like, that is so beautiful.
We needed this as the reader.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, he's still terrible and awful and ugh.
Right.
Yeah. Hate him.
For Araya's sake, you almost feel validated for her.
Absolutely.
That everything she grew up, not every moment she thought that was there was a lie.
Absolutely, yes.
Because it was truth. Like, she needed that.
Her full circle, like, journey would not have been complete without this. This allows her to, you know.
To move on.
Move on. Yeah, exactly.
Almost. You know what I mean? It's closure.
Yes.
And that, my friends, is what we call
closure.
But I love it. I also love the kind of, like, self-reflection that Vincent had in that moment of, like, I'm not going to do what my father did.
Right.
Like, I can't even imagine doing it.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's just great. It's well done. Well done, well Carissa. Well done, Carissa.
Well done.
Meanwhile, though, up above, shit has hit the fan. The proverbial fan. It's, he's
not going well for Rain.
Yes. He's dying, rather.
That's an understatement. he's dying.
Casually.
For, like, the fourth time in this book.
Like, literally, though. Like,
yeah.
But actually, though. Like,
but actually.
Can we discuss, like, how he's dying?
We've been near death, like, a lot. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It always comes back.
But he does.
Yeah.
He does. Yeah. So, he was trying so hard to keep Simon's, like, attention away from Araya while she was down there.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, I was like, I don't know how you have this much left in you, but he is just like, come on, get up, like, one more try. Because Simon keeps, like, looking over where she is. And I was like,
when he just keeps saying, like, one more hit.
I know.
And you're just like, Rain, you can do it.
And it's so great, because as she writes it, you're like, oh, well, he's definitely not getting up after this. Like, this is it. He's down for the count.
Yeah, and
then somehow you believe it.
we are man down.
Yeah. And then he, like, finds a way, and you're like, oh, it's still got a little bit in him. Oh,
it's God. So good. It's good. But then Araya runs out with the vial of God blood that, you know, she has, and she immediately is like, Nyaxia.
Okay, what did you think was going to happen? I want you guys to tell me.
I thought she was going to grant the bond and be like, yes, I would love nothing more than to help you.
Yeah.
But before she called upon Nyaxia, did you think she would do something else?
I thought she was going
to
drink it.
Yeah, I thought she was going to give it to Rain to save him.
Oh.
I thought she was going to give it to Rain. So that he would, one, come back to life, but have all this power.
Ooh.
Yes, that's what I thought. Yeah. And I thought that, like, maybe because she sacrificed it and it wasn't selfish, by giving it to Rain, it would somehow, like, not destroy him like it destroyed Simon.
Yeah.
Was what I was thinking.
I do think if this was a middle book, that could have been plot for book three.
Yes.
But
it was a duology
of, like, him struggling. Am I evil? Am I good? I'm a god.
Yes.
I will say.
So no.
Yeah, no. In fact, all of this lead up, my only hot take was that at all of this lead up for the god blood, going to the aunt, going to the child scary place, going, like, all these lead up of the god blood was literally for nothing. We gave it to Nyaxia for this thing in return, and she was like, nope, and left with it.
No, Sean.
Like,
yeah.
What? We didn't get anything from this. This was nothing.
Like, hey, I'll give you your beloved, his vial of blood, the person that you apparently spurned all gods for, were kicked out of the Parth White Pantheon. Yeah. And she's like, I'll give this to you. And all I'm asking is that you just make us a bond so that he lives. And Nyaxia goes, no shot.
No shot. No.
I love my children squabbling. I love the
that
bloodshed.
Was so,
and I was like,
it was so fucked up.
Okay, this is stupid.
And then she takes the god blood and is like, peace, bye. She takes the god blood and the teeth. But after lots of riddles. Yeah.
Really quickly, though, what would have happened if Aurea had won the Qajari and then asked Nyaxia in that moment to be bonded with Rain? Would she still have said no? She has to grant the wish of the winner of the tournament.
She would have said yes, probably. She would have
had to do it. Yeah, I think she would have.
She would have done
okay,
it.
Okay, so.
That would have been
because,
helpful.
Because she's Nyaxia and she's a little fucked up.
That's so but annoying.
So frustrated because you've gone through so much at this point in the book. And then she's like riddle after riddle, like the frozen flower.
Flowers.
Shut up and give her the
Coriolis. I told you that the love would hurt you. It's better frozen like a flower. What are you talking about?
Like literally.
Go back to your garden, Elaine.
Truly. Go find Elaine and go garden.
I was so confused. Ugh.
So anyway, so Nyaxia is like, peace out.
I'm going to take this
and
blood.
And Aurea's like, hold on.
Yeah.
I think I have another queen on speed dial.
Yeah. Hold up.
Yeah. Like, hold on. Who was that other goddess?
Acacia, my mom worshipped you, so maybe you'll grant my wish.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Acacia comes down and is much more goddess. Like,
agreed.
I feel like,
agreed.
Yeah.
With the whole, like, I don't understand this human emotion. It's a bit beneath me.
Yes.
But I'll dissect it.
Yes.
Yeah. She's, yes. Much more, yeah.
She didn't speak in riddles. I appreciated that. She was agreed. Like, let's do this dance. What do you need? What do you want? Come on. And
she's like, okay, you want a Coriolis bond? Sure, fine. Never done one before. Sounds like fun. Here you two go.
Sounds like fun. Yeah.
Enjoy each other forever. BT dubs. Mm. Nyaxia is going to be pissed I did this.
Yes.
Yeah.
She's a real bitch.
Yeah.
There's a reason we did not invite her back to our club.
Yeah. She got kicked out because she's a bitch and will one day bring a great reckoning against you for doing this.
Yes. Is what she holds a grudge.
Specifically says. And I was like, okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Great. She was useless. So somebody has to get shit done.
Thanks. Thanks, girl. Okay, so Acacia's way more helpful.
Way more helpful.
Yes. Acacia's very helpful.
Love to see it.
And they're Coriolises.
Yay!
It's great.
Yes, it's wonderful. We finally, like, I love when they, like, wake up and they both feel each other.
Yes.
And the tug and the pull. And Aurea, like,
and she, like,
something's,
runs.
Like, pulling her towards it's the so door. Good. And she can't, like, before she even gets to the door.
The door opens!
She gets it open.
And she cracks it.
Yes!
God. Okay. Oh, one so of my favorite things about this Coriolis bond that I just thought was so smart and hot and I loved it is that they get each other's tattoos or they get each other's air marks.
Yes!
So, like,
yes.
And that moment, something about that moment felt so, like, a realistic couple to me. None of this is realistic. I'm not saying it is, but this interaction between them of standing at the mirror and be like, oh wow. And then they both turn around
together
and they're like looking like, oh, like looking at each other's. And like, it was just this, I don't know. It felt
real,
like,
very like real, normal.
Yeah. Or their connection, just being this comfortable, like real with each other thing of them being like, oh shit, look at this. Look at you.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it was crazy.
Yeah. I love that, Christina.
I loved it. Yeah.
That was a great moment.
I love what it symbolized. I love that it symbolized that they are together. They are one now. And oh, it was just so sweet. And she finally says, I love you to Rain.
Oh, thank
fucking
you,
God.
Thank you, Jesus.
This poor man.
They run and they hug and she's like, I love you. And he's like, she goes, I could feel his shock at the words. Yeah, shit.
Oh, Rhea.
He had to die like 3 times.
Literally, though. And he's like, she's like, I guess I'll say it now that we're Coriolis bonded together for life. I'm like, gonna rule this kingdom together. Like, thank you, Aurea. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh,
it's so great.
It's so great.
But I do love it.
They're so happy.
It's so wonderful.
I love that we got to see them happy for a minute. It wasn't just like, they're Coriolis, bye. Like, I'm happy we got to see them be happy.
Totally. Yeah. So basically, Septimus has conveniently disappeared where no one can find him. Karis is like, he's doing something big, Rain. No shit, Karis. There's 4 more books in the series. Like, we get it.
We get it.
I did love Karis being like, shock and awe moment of their tattoos where they're like, oh, this. Oh, do you mean this?
Did you bet on the wrong horse?
Oh, you mean this? And they like show them artwork? Both and he's like, oh.
Yeah.
And it's so good. Because he goes, you really think you can make this work or really you think you can do this? And like, I'm sorry, do you mean
this? Yes, I do.
Do you mean this? And then he's like, oh.
Together? Yeah.
It was so really great. Satisfying.
Oh, it was so satisfying.
I love how our final moment, though, is like a very human kind of Rain Aurea moment from book one.
Yes.
On the rooftop, drinking shitty beer.
Shitty beer.
Oh, it was so good.
And when he like goes under the cover and he's like, will you just,
yes.
Will you go in the sunlight? Because like maybe he'll feel it.
Maybe
because
I can
of the
feel
Coriolis
it now.
Bond.
It's so good.
God.
Oh, God.
It's so sweet. And then she goes,
oh, yeah.
She goes, it's something, isn't it? And he's not looking at the sun. He's looking at her. And he's like, yes, it really really is something. And you're just like, God damn it.
And then she like crawls over to him and like kisses him. Yeah. And it's just, I love how that ended. I love that it was just them two on the roof in the human district drinking shitty beer together. And I was like, God damn it, I love you guys. And a sunrise.
I like wanted a Coors Light at like a Bud Light, like a shitty beer at the end of it.
I was like, that sounds great.
Yes, I just loved it.
I want to go sit outside in the sun.
Oh God, what an ending.
So
the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
I also really just like with Misha and Rain, and like they have really sweet conversation in the gardens or wherever into her at the party. He like walks
away.
I love
that.
They have this really sweet convo, and he's kind of like, you know, this is your home. Like, you can stay here. And she's like, this is your home, it's not mine. Like, this is how I've always been. Like, you know that. And he's like, I know. And he like
some really sweet, really like brother sister moments. Like,
so brother sister.
Because he's like, is this about the House of Shadow? We will absolutely. And she's like, no. And he's like, no. And then he says something about like, why did you tell Aurea? And then in his head, he's like, I didn't actually care. Something that I'm happy that if she can't talk to me, she can talk to Aurea. Like, that makes me happy.
Yeah.
And then I just love this moment where she's like, well, I didn't want to see your sad face. And he goes, did I do it? And she goes, yes, it was heartbreaking. And he's like, and then she does a face, and he is like, okay, that's the sad face. He's like, that is awful. Yeah.
And I love it, like, okay, well, it's not for a few more weeks, so let's not do the sad face.
Yeah, exactly.
But then Christina, the answer to that question is also, I think, in another part of the conversation, she was like, because it's you and I, you know? And he's like, I know. And I'm like, oh my God, it's so good. It's so beautiful. I love them.
And the way he says it is like, you go and do whatever, like you said, but like, this is your home to come back to. A home is you come back to.
Yeah.
So like, you can always come back here to us and we'll be here. I loved that. That was
God,
really sweet.
I love that whole ending, like, was just so incredible. Good. And I'm so excited for her books. I cannot
Me too.
Wait.
I think that's going to be great.
I know. When is it? It's like, we have to wait a year, right? It's like 2024.
So bless her heart. So we have gone, so Carissa has released 4 books in the span of not even 6 months. Because like, The Serpent just came out. And so she, I guess in the comments was like, I'm exhausted. When she was announcing like the other Crowns of Nyxia and Novella.
Isn't she pregnant?
She is pregnant. Also, she's going to be giving birth. So this next book is not going to be coming out until summer of next year. So we have like a year, which is a normal amount of time to wait for another book.
We should be used to, but
we should. Yeah. We've just been spoiled by her because she has been, I mean,
popping those babies out.
Gonna have an actual human baby and have a much
deserved maternity leave. So thank you, Carissa, for like, you know, front loading all these books before you go on maternity leave so that we can have all these to get through.
Exactly.
Much deserved maternity leave.
Much deserved. And there's also, so next, I think we want to try the Slaying the Vampire Conqueror, which is another standalone novel. No, it's actually a standalone full-length novel set in the same world, not with, you know, our beloved Rain, which is fine. I will accept that, sadly. But I mean, whatever. You know, beggars can't be choosers.
Begrudgingly,
I will read it, of course.
It's the same world, but like not
correct.
The same people.
Yes.
Like, doesn't. Did she say if it's the same like timeline? Is it this, I don't know, time?
I don't know.
I guess it doesn't really matter. I'm just,
I didn't recognize any of the cities.
The interesting thing about this book is it's a bunch of different authors are releasing books. It's called the Mortal Enemies to Monster Lovers series. And it's a co-op essentially of like all these different authors. authors who are releasing their
standalones.
Own standalones, but within their own worlds with their own characters, but it's the same themes.
I love that. Cool. Yes, yes, yes. Okay, okay, okay.
Very cool. I like that.
Yeah, yes. So this is like a totally different, I don't recognize any of these people. I'm assuming, yes, it's in like the same world.
World, yeah.
But she says, if you like forbidden romance, dark curses, badass heroines, and morally gray heroes, you'll devour this. Sold.
Yeah. I mean, check all of those off our list.
I know.
Please.
Check everything
and
off.
Check. At this point, though, would we not just read anything she writes? Like, I'll read whatever you want. I love her.
Yeah. Yeah. We're going to read all her series slowly but
we
surely.
We are. Okay, so that is it.
Yes.
We freaking love this book, if that wasn't evident.
If you couldn't tell.
If you...
I don't know if it was obvious.
I don't think it was. So if you want to chat with us about this book, because we could cover everything. It was quite a long book, and we wanted to discuss about Rain for most of it. You can DM us at Flights of Fantasy Podcast, and make sure you're following us there, and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. And until next time, cheers and happy reading.
Cheers, thanks for listening.
Cheers. Bye. We love you, Rain.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. WATER to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.